I am Dr. Kimberly Crawford, and I'm a swine technical services veterinarian for Merck Animal Health.
Let's learn about Sequivity here, something that it sounds like is new, it's innovative, and for livestock producers, especially in the pig industry, something that they're going to want to be familiar with.
Absolutely, and you mentioned it. It's precise, it's safe, and it's flexible. It essentially is a customizable prescription vaccine that veterinarians can choose which diseases they want to vaccinate in their herd.
How do you get to a point like this without getting too deep into the weeds as far as the research and the science behind this to try to convey to your average person like me how you are able to, you know, replicate these diseases and have a vaccine so quickly turned around? How did you pull it off?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's all technology. Because we only need the genetic sequence of a particular pathogen, that's all we need in order to make the vaccine, and that cuts down on the time of production vastly. So really, it's all a matter of identifying that particular pathogen in a farmer's herd, sending that to a diagnostic lab, getting that genetic sequence, and that's really all we need to start the process.
And it's been field proven. You talked about the PEDV virus. You talked about avian influenza in poultry, and Sequivity technology has helped to kind of mitigate some of the effects of those diseases.
Absolutely, and that was really exciting with the emerging diseases. The fact that we've had proven success against these diseases that were devastating, especially with porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. And not only is it with the emerging diseases, but we also cover the evolving diseases. So the ones that are constantly changing and mutating, we're able to keep up with those because really you want to vaccinate for the most current strains that are in your herd.
Foot and mouth disease is a major threat, and you talked about it a little bit here during the news conference that Sequivity could be used in the event of an outbreak, again, to get that quick turnaround for a vaccine.
That's correct, and that's something that we're super excited about, this technology in general, because we never know when the foot and mouth or even a new disease might be coming into our borders. And the fact that we have this tool in our toolbox gives me reassurance as a swine veterinarian, knowing that we may have the ability to help basically save our food source and our swine veterinarians and our pork producers.
Something else you talked about today, a way to kind of visually identify where diseases currently are at geospatially. Tell me about that and how the industry can use that to their advantage.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is a game changer. So when we have all of these sequences and there, we needed a way to basically manage all that data. And so what we did, we created a database from scratch that essentially allows the producer to look at all of their strains that they currently have circulating in their herd, whether that be for influenza, for rotavirus, for PRRS, we'll say, just to name a few. But what's neat is that you're actually able to watch a disease pop up using that feature. And because of that, you have an ability to have a proactive approach to vaccination for influenza rather than a reactive approach. And that's something that we haven't had in the past.
Something else that was asked today is this technology going to phase out the use of antibiotics? And in listening to the answer, that's not necessarily the case.
No, and I mean, obviously, the use of antibiotics has been a hot button topic with your antibiotic resistant organisms, and the amount that we can reduce the use of antibiotics, that's great, but there's always a place for antibiotics and we need to use them judiciously. But I think when we focus more from a prevention standpoint with vaccination, that you're hoping to reduce the need for antibiotics, therefore reduce the use of antibiotics.
For our listeners that aren't able to come to World Pork Expo this week to learn more about Sequivity, can they go online? What should they do?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a website. It's www.sequivity.com, and that's Sequivity. I had to practice that many times, and there should be a lot of information on there that will be helpful. And if there's ever, you can contact your Merck Animal Health representative. We'd be happy to give you more information.
Anything else about this technology, Dr. Crawford, that you want to make sure we talk about?
So I honestly think the fact that it's available now, I mean, and people, I think that it's going to start to gain some traction. A lot of veterinarians are currently using it, but I think that when we roll out this dashboard that people are able to watch their disease strains and basically manage it, I think people are going to use it a lot more, and I think they're going to have a lot of success.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much.